welcome to the Aftershock Podcast, where we bring you news, reviews, and more. We seem to be several weeks late due to several technical issues, and I'm not going to name who and why, and why I'm going to blame any specific person, but we are going to blame somebody who's laughing in the chat. We lost somebody on the podcast. Call drop. Already we're having failures, so we lost one member. We're going to get him back live. We're doing it live.
Because we're awesome.
Because we're awesome. Somebody invite him back to the chat. Okay, so, yeah, this is a podcast. We do things. We haven't done this in a few weeks because things have happened. Sorry about that, but things are going to become more regular. Hopefully, if schedules work out for several people in this group. Call Phil. Somebody can call him.
Eating Activia.
What?
Because it helps it regulate your digestive system.
You ain't seen the commercials?
Yeah, okay.
Activia, it's good for the digestive system. It helps you regulate. You said we're going to become more regular, right?
Yes, we're going to try and be as regular as we can. We also had another guy.
We're going to make it easy for you to digest our crappy talking.
I have been constipated. I'm sorry, but I was.
Call drop again.
I am too.
We had another guy who's going to be on here. Chandler again. Cloud. And he's dead.
He likes me.
He's busy, you know, humping Scott Pilgrim because he's like seen that movie 7 times in 1 day. So that's
creepy.
I know, it's creepy. Yeah. I still want to see the movie.
Good thing he's not gay for Michael Cera. Oh, wait.
Hey, see, now you're back. We already started the podcast. Good work.
All right, Post, how about you take a shot at it?
What?
What have you been up to this?
Shoot, damn it. Shoot.
No, what have you been doing this week? Because we're all interested to know.
Well, I've been playing no game. Because my Xbox is broken, and for movies, I just saw Kick-Ass today, actually. Pretty funny. That's it.
Kick-Ass was a good movie. Okay, that's it?
Yes,
I'm not saying. Kick-Ass.
See what I did?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Should I?
Did you hear what I did?
Did I hear what you did? What?
No.
What did you do?
I'm not sure yet, but apparently it does something with
dude. Well, who's going now? Now who go?
Alex is going now.
What's an Alex?
Not sure yet. No, Michael person, you were going last.
I said you read my mind. Now I'm going next.
Exactly.
Learn to read.
Wait, who's going sex?
I had a war with StarCraft 2. It killed my computer, so I lost. But round 2, I got it working. Got a new computer.
So technically you lost round 1 and 2 because it made you buy an entirely new system.
Well, kind of.
You haven't won yet.
Blizzard's been digging in your pocket some more.
Yeah.
Yummy.
I've been reinstalling everything on my PC, playing Mass Effect 2, beat it again.
Oh my god.
I've almost got 1,000 gamers scoring Force Unleashed, or however much that is.
You've got 1,250, you're missing 2 achievements.
And I also downloaded two human today.
Two Huntsmen.
Two human?
Yes.
Two Huntsmen.
Two Hummin.
Two Huntsmen in the cup.
But yeah, that's all I've been up to. Onwards.
Onwards to who?
That would be you.
That would be me?
Yeah.
Me has been playing. similar stuff to what Alex said. I finally got around to playing Mass Effect 2 again after the original playthrough back in January. I just now got around to beating it a second time. I'm happy with myself. Right. I got Kasumi's DLC, the Firepack DLC. I'm playing it, enjoying it. I love the game. I've been doing nothing particularly on my computer, but I have been playing Pokemon again on my computer. Yes, I said it. I'm crazy.
Hooray.
It's been fun. I'm enjoying it. That's really about all I've been playing. I don't have much else. I need new games.
Just out of curiosity, which Pokemon were you playing?
Emerald.
Okay, I was wondering, because I started up Silver. I enjoy Silver.
Yeah. Oh my god. My Poochin is running bites.
How many badges?
Oh, I've got 2 working on the 3rd badge. I'm mainly fighting more than
anything. Okay. Badges. Boy right. Scouts.
Matt, what have you done this week?
Everything.
Zuby Zombie.
Yay. Okay, go. Done. Go. Next.
What?
Okay, so that was... Are you sure?
That's like the most disappointing thing ever. That's like going to like a rock concert and getting nothing.
You know what? Somebody
The only reason I come to this podcast is to hear what Zombie does. It's just disappointing.
I'm checking his gamer card real quick just to see what he's played.
I need to.
Besides Pokemon, because.
What? Yeah, who's being nosy?
I'm being nosy because I can't.
Add
it to their little list over there. Zobby and Koga have also been working on making their own little game that may or may not have Pokemon in it.
We're replacing it. We're replacing it, you know. Bullshit.
It's going to have. Lots and lots of bullshit.
Actually, no. In all honesty, we're renaming everything to Beanie Babies.
Wow.
We're just going to use Beanie Babies as a jumping off point for right now, but we might change it if we can think of something better.
Yeah, for right
so
now.
So far, we don't feel like changing it because Beanie Babies make. Yeah. See, Beanie Babies
Beanie
are
Babies
awesome.
Make things funny. Considering, like, when Professor Oak stops you to talk to you, it says, I'm not ruining it. No, that's a surprise. No more.
Vocal.
Moving on.
The only
right,
thing is
Mr. Developer.
That's right. Now, moving on.
Onward to that one person over there who's being nosy.
Yeah, stop being nosy. I'm trying to rearrange my Safari tabs here.
And that's why you fail.
Safari.
He doesn't get it, sir.
Yeah, I haven't really done too much this week because I have a job now. So that's all I've really been doing. Halo and Call of Duty is the only other things I've been doing. So I've been doing them.
Hopefully by next week he'll be done flaunting his job in front of everybody's faces.
I'm already doing
dingle dangle.
Hopefully by next week he won't have his job.
That is so funny.
That is so funny.
Yes,
man. Work harder.
Either that or freaking Texas has low standards for employment.
I apparently met every department.
I can't call you an arrogant bastard.
No, you cannot do that anymore.
Yes, dude, he was already an arrogant bastard.
You still have an excuse.
That's true, so hey, wow.
Okay, let's just start
that's
going. Because really, what's the point of us just sitting here doing other things that we're not supposed to be doing? Okay, anyway, news, go, DLC, stuff.
DLC, Koga is up.
You know, we need to make that.
Dobby is up.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
Come on, God! Yep. Gearbox! Borderlands! Stuff! DLC is coming out for the Borderlands in September, which is then renamed as Claptrap's New Robot Revolution. I like Revolution a little better, but you know what I mean. Anyways, it'll be out in September, and there's no level cap, but there'll be 20 new missions. Claptrap modded beasts, like crab traps, rat traps, and skag traps. Wait, what?
Crab traps?
More skills. Yeah, more skill points and more backpack slots. Yay, more shit to carry, and most importantly, more guns and all that good stuff that makes you go bang, 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 bang. Done. Go.
I'm glad to know you're professional.
I'd like to clarify, there is no raise in the level cap. Your level cap stuck at 61. You said that there was no level cap, meaning you could go all the way to like 1,000.
There's no level cap. You can go anywhere and anywhere.
But Koga, we're supposed to give our listeners some false hope.
Yeah.
And at least try to stretch the truth.
Give them hope like Pokemon, where when you hit like level 200 and something, it starts over, which is stupid.
Yeah.
I'd like to mention, if you hear a cat in the background, don't worry, it's not dying yet.
Okay.
You just ruined Pokemon.
Yeah, there's you don't go any higher than 61, so don't. But
I'm
for
cool
those who
that.
Are already 61, you're getting a bunch of more
you.
Stuff. So it's all good. The DLC is going to be more geared toward people who are already 61. But if you're not, there's like tons of ways for you to get 61. So it works out for everybody at the end.
Also, by the time the DLC comes out. Also, by the time the DLC is already out, I probably would have already ripped everybody's voice from the game, because I can't help myself.
Yeah, you're just like going through everything, going, ooh, sound, ooh, sound, ooh, sound, ooh, sound.
Ooh, sound, ooh, sound, ooh, sound, ooh, sound. Ooh, sound.
Who is sound?
Ooh, sound.
Your mom's
ooh,
a sound.
Sound. Ooh, sound.
Ooh, sound.
I'm sound.
Ooh, sound. Ooh, sound. Ooh, sound.
Okay, anyway. So can we move on to the next bit of news?
No.
No.
Okay, then.
Next bit of news.
Zach,
we're moving on to the next bit of news.
Oh my god, you have cows in the studio.
Anyway,
And the next bit of news involves zombies! Lots of zombies. And Iron Man. Can you believe it?
Definitely Left 4 Dead 2.
Yes. The latest mutation in Left 4 Dead 2 is the dreaded Iron Man, where basically it's you against infected. Yes, they're all affected. with no respawn. If everyone dies, you have to restart the mission completely. Have fun, you people. I'm not going to submit myself to that. But
there's also no ammo pickups in that.
Oh yeah, it's
well.
Ammo to start with is what you have.
So if you like pain and torture and you're into that kind of thing, here you go.
I swear, I think Valve would be naughty in bed. The way they're going with this DLC, I think it would just hurt.
That's sick.
They're like the people who just like it rough.
Well, when you say that, the very first person I thought of was Gabe Newell.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I thought of the Batman.
gross.
Sorry, everybody, you heard it here first. At least I would come out with stars and would feel sorry for me. I'd look more manly.
Brody. I hate you.
Also, there's some words, some rumors, some leaks, some other stuff running around about some new upcoming DLC that has been rumored, leaked, blah, 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 so on and so forth for Left 4 Dead. So,
yada, yada, blah, blah, blah.
DLC. The only problem with that is when it finally gets announced, it'll be given a date, and then it'll be delayed 3 months.
Maybe it'll come out when Episode 3 comes out!
Which will finally come out.
Anyway, speaking of things that rhyme with Valve...
They've
announced just recently that they're updating Team Fortress 2. They're now adding item trading as well as a new game mode next month, which in Valve time will be a year from now. This is not the 360 version. New items and weapons to the game, which all of course come from user created Polygon. From the Polygon contest winners. So, like other community items, these will be playtested in.
Oh, I thought you meant Porygon. Never mind. I was like, wait a minute.
I'm not talking about. Yeah, but there's also, like I said, there's a new game type and a few other new little things here and there.
Why would you want to let Screech? Screech is a stupid move.
So I know Team Fortress 2 is revolutionary and all this stuff and everything, but does it really have to revolutionize my dictionary to where it starts rhyming with Valve? I don't understand this.
I don't know, but wow.
Salve.
There sure is a lot of content being added to Team Fortress 2, which seems like every freaking...
For the PC! For the PC. I don't care.
If anybody still thinks you're getting content for the 360 version, you're stupid. Please stop.
Oh,
listening.
God, now I have to beat up an old lady. The hell?
Next.
Got me a Pokemon.
Yay!
Old lady.
Okay.
Anyways... holy nutbat sidekicks, Batman! Freaking multiplayer in Uncharted 2 gets new skins because we care, right?
Hooray!
Wait.
Yeah,
what?
So
I'm gonna go
the way you
that
look.
Up. Is that true?
No. And also, you get a new XMB background into the creepy whatever the pluck, you know what I mean. Anyways,
okay,
check out this video. Oh, wait, I was supposed to read that.
It's okay. There's a video.
Check out the following video.
Podcast.
Wait.
Check it out.
I'm glad to know that you're good at your job here.
Great film.
You're not any better.
Oh, come on. Be a good sport, people. Come on.
Oh, don't protect yourself. I don't mean you. I meant the meta type.
Wrong button.
Shut up.
No.
Okay, anyway, since that's done, I guess I can get on to the next bit of news that's absolutely bloody boring. New tracks were announced by Activision for their iPhone Guitar Hero game, which is going to feature Coldplay, Kiss, and Motorhead, which I don't know how many people actually care about those bands. They don't say the actual songs that are going to come with each one, so I would tell you guys, but, sorry. The other thing is if you guys like the FMV games, you know, the video movie video game things that used to come out on, like, Sega CD and stuff like that, and they've been releasing re-releasing them on the iPhone, like Cobra Command came out, which I have yet to beat, but I have it. The same company that did that is also re-releasing Road Blaster, which is also known as Road Avenger on the iPhone with updated controls and high-definition graphics for the iPhone 4 and the iPad, if you can get your iPhone 4 to work, though. So yeah, they're doing that. That seems pretty cool. It looks decent with the screenshots that they've released, which, you know, yeah. Next.
Hold on. Let me send out my retarded magic card first.
I thought that said NSFW for a second there, right before the
magic card. Use teabag.
I need to learn.
Nothing happens.
He doesn't know that yet, and he's a fish. What would he teabag with?
Wait, wouldn't Splash count, considering it makes some of that weird movement if you have the right game?
That's what I was going with.
Yeah, well, I'm only using him as biting type. Anyways, there's going to be new stuff in the game known as Fable 3. You know,
oh my God.
It's new, so they're updating it. Ha ha ha. Prior to the release of Fable 3, there shall be, at least I'm believing it's prior to, they don't really specify.
Yeah,
it's just like, hey, it's there. Well, anyways, prior to or after, sometime around, there's going to be a new book coming out for Fable. It's going to be the Balverine Order, which is pretty mythical.
What?
Fun. The book is being penned by Peter David, who also wrote other books and novels and comic books, and recently some of the part of the 5-part Halo Helljumper series that some people may have read. I don't know. But the book is set to ship, according to Amazon, October 5th. Plus, if you happen to get it, you can get a redeemable code, which will then give you an in-game weapon. So, there you go.
Sorry, to get people to read these days, you have to make
I know, right? You have to include a bonus to get people to read.
Coincidentally, that same day, they're releasing a Fable.
Back in my day, we didn't have bonuses to read.
That's great, grandfather. Who are you?
We had to read because we had to.
That's great. Who are you?
Not sure yet. Who am I?
Anyway, back on track. Yeah, coincidentally, they're releasing a Fable 3 controller along with that. So, yeah.
I was going to add that, but I apologize. I had to filter, so...
It's fine. I figured I'd add that really quick.
Who wants
I
to buy, buy books for... Oh, my poochie is...
anyway, since we're talking about Fable and...
No, don't kick me! Damn it!
Suddenly it goes along with Fable really well. ATV!
God, horrible.
A new ATV game is coming out, since apparently we have those. Nails has been set for
which is very provocative if you use it correctly.
You've got nailed. You've been nailed.
Hey, dude, what are you playing? I'm playing Nailed. What's that game?
I just it's nailed this noob last night.
Oh, man.
Did you see okay, where
it's been setted for... It's been setted. It's been setted for release. It's been set for release in North America October 19th. And Europe, October 22nd, just to show you that games are coming out in October. Enjoy.
Yeah, Nailed is obviously going to get nailed by Enslaved Lost Odyssey.
Yay.
That's lame.
Well, it's pretty obvious which game is going to be better.
Now go forth and enjoy your ATV goodness.
Yeah, okay, so I guess
now let's go visit some
Now we can talk about a game that I've never really been fond of. Oh, boy. Let's see here. Amazon decided to detail or put up mock concept art, yada, 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 of what the Castlevania Lords of Shadows LE is going to look like, which comes out in October, which is going to be $79.99.
They did it smart. They dropped the D, so it's only LE. So it's not LED lights.
It's going to be $79.99 on PS3 and Xbox 360. The image is exactly as it seems. It comes with the game. Holy crap, I didn't think it would do that.
Really?
Soundtrack.
Dude, I did not know limited edition version of the game came with.
Soundtrack.
No, you have to pre-order those.
And an art and a bigger case, which is usually the official thing that they always come with. So there's not really that much
that way
LED compared to something like, say, the Reach LE. I'm going to go ahead and close that tab out in Safari.
Fail.
Oh, you're cheating. He's using his
notes. Yeah, you're cheating. Oh, my God.
Anyway,
Double Rainbow.
Whoever's next, Mr. I'm supposed to be talking about Double Rainbow all the way, Super Special Awesome.
What? No, huh? I'm talking about the nifty thing I traded for earlier in the day.
And a ham sandwich.
I'm trying to figure out why you guys...
By the way, Kobe's talking about how he got the full game of this game that no one else can... Okay, not really.
No, he's trading off news articles.
Yeah. Well...
Freaking black market. Oh,
I thought
this
you bribed
set.
Someone, like, with a whole bunch of games and they gave...
No, it's like the school lunchroom where we trade lunches sometimes.
I'll trade you this for that. Nah.
Okay,
anyway.
I'll take your pudding for your sandwich.
Yes, because I love pudding so terribly much.
You love it so much. Down your digestive system.
Except for next week, which is actually very nice because I enjoyed the first one enough to consider purchasing the second one later, or when it's on sale, like I did the first one. Hawks 2 will be out next week on the PS3 and 360 various markets. So you should attempt to play it. I know I will.
You should mention that it's a demo and not just say Hawks 2.
No, it is Hawks 2, the full-fledged game that is supposed to be released on September 7th. It's coming out next week. You know how that works. They do it all the time.
It's like our system is so screwed up, man. You thought the Mayans had it bad? Yeah, we're like, horrible. See, I can't even speak right. That's how horrible we are.
I can't imagine how fun this is going to be to edit in a little while.
Teaching are stupid.
Hey, by the way, Post, while we were sitting there, how many times have you solved the Rubik's Cube and have you been doing it well this
box? Just my Taylor leveled up again.
Okay, that sounded weird.
Awesome. 26
times.
Okay. Try to get to 179.
And then I get my cookie?
No.
The cookie's still in the mail.
It's lost.
It's probably
it's lost now. In translation.
Okay, well, so
probably kind of the thing you can do with the coconut, where you just put a stamp on it.
No, you know you've got another one right after the one you just did, right?
Because I
am. Oh, I totally don't. La, 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 la. I'm in the middle of a fight. Shut up.
Well, you're in the middle of a podcast. Start working.
Run from
I am in the middle of a battle. I am fighting a Meryl. And I don't mean Meryl
why
from...
Why are you fighting that Meryl? Yes. You should be talking about...
Oh, I'm going to kill you in the face.
according to Meryl, as I was a wing attack on Meryl, THQ being the brilliant people they are, and apparently didn't realize that the internet has power, they decided to go ahead and register Red Faction Battlegrounds, which apparently is Red Faction Battlegrounds, and it's about Red Faction Battlegrounds. And there's some other stuff about Red Faction Battlegrounds.
There's nothing else. But
rumor that
you're really being elusive about this, Coca.
It sounds like a developer almost. Hey, what do you know about Red Faction Battlegrounds? It's Red Faction Battlegrounds.
There's stuff.
We don't know anything else. Let's go on to the next bit of news.
There was one rumor that got put out today. At least I believe it's today, where it could be the arcade game for...
Yeah,
which does make sense. That lines up with what they said before about releasing an arcade before every major release. But wouldn't that mean we'd be getting more arcade games than what we've been getting? Like for UFC?
I don't know, but all I know is that Red Faction has been gotting. Jesus Christ. Getting a lot of trademarks.
Look, I don't think I could edit you to sound better.
I'm not worried about it. I told you, educating
I can edit me to sound better.
Anyway...
Yeah. Anybody can.
The bird. You burned my bird.
Whatever.
Next.
Holy big, small, little planets, people. There's a freaking beta for Little Big Planet 2, which is still one big, gigantic oxymoron, but whatever. It's been announced soon.
Yeah.
It's been announced to start soon and shit like that. So people who like to show off their... powers and making levels and shit like that. Get ready, because it's cool.
I would hate I'd hate to have you read an audiobook to people. Like that'd be your job.
Oh, it'd be kind of fun for a while.
It'd be fun for the first
this
book.
This person spoke to that
Little
man
Red
over
Hood
there.
Went into the forest. Oh. Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, it better be a free book. Okay. Let's get on to the next thing.
Then the big wolf got herpes.
I hate you.
Don't remember that portion.
This is the politically correct version because the government feels that we couldn't talk about it like that. You know what I mean?
I do?
Edit.
Oh!
No.
Who are you to correct who?
I'm the one who's going to be editing things here, so don't worry about it.
Somebody needs to be stalking about stalking. See how I did that?
You ever wonder what it's like to play a game about a stalker or play a game with a title of stalker? Well, if you missed the second 2012, which is ironic that, it's an end-of-the-world scenario in 2012.
Really? That's ironic? I thought
Fallout
that was just,
4 comes out in 2012. It was announced... Never ago.
So, we get to have New Vegas. That's what matters.
Yay! And Stalker.
Yay!
Okay.
So let's hear about that Stalker stuff.
Anything else you want to add to the Stalker thing?
No, that's it. That's all I have.
Rage is coming out.
And by the way, if you're wondering who I'm talking about when I say that's all they have, it's just random gods and goddesses that tell me about news and stuff.
Yeah, well, joystick.
Hello, little one. We have news on the latest games. Would you like to hear of it?
It's amazing. No! You see, we get together these sisters, these children, and they gather news. They go to doors, and they knock on the doors, and then they ask the people. And they give them the news in such a miracle way. It's kind of like rape.
Why don't you give us the news, Mr. Pumali?
That's kind of creepy. Cool. I'm not sure what to think about that.
What?
Oh my god, thank you, Juicy Protect. Stop protecting yourself from my
Anyway, Rage has been announced to come out September 13th, 2013.
Oh my god!
Not really, it comes out 2011. It's still a year.
September 13th,
2011. And September 15th in Europe, 2011. Along with this being announced a few days ago, they also showed off the Rage engine on the iPhone running at a full 60 frames per second. I haven't actually watched the video, but boy, the screenshots look shiny. I'm too afraid to start the video right now. But, yeah, otherwise, that's some really good news coming out of that
Rage
developer. Oh, they also said that there's going to be a Rage game coming out for the iPhone, two of them. One that's going to be mainly a tech demo coming out at the end of this year, and then another one that's going to come out with the full game in 2011.
So maybe the iPhone will become its own console one.
According to what they said in that conference, the iPhone 4 is more powerful than the PSP and the DS. No, they didn't say PSP, PSP 3DS.
Well, I would hope it's more powerful than DS. DS may have technology, but they sure as hell don't have graphics.
Well, they didn't say it was more powerful than the 3DS, so if they said
what
that,
have you
then
seen?
I would get a cookie.
Yeah, exactly.
So, next, I guess.
Heroes of the real kind.
Let's see here. Whisper. APB developer Real-Time Worlds may be laying off the entire Project My World team, according to reports from VG247 and Develop. Why are they going with the frickin' acronym stuff? I don't know. With sources, also other bullshit. All sorts of bullshit. We don't really give a fuck. Move on. Woo.
APB developer lost stuff. They don't know how to find it.
Yeah, who cares? The game sucks.
The stuff is apparently people, you know. Who cares about people? It's not like they run anything.
Alex?
Yes.
Onwards to me. Me.
Who's you?
Amazing!
Crisis 2 has been set to hit New York on March 22nd of next year, obviously.
Oh, God.
Why does it always have to be in New York?
Because if it were anything but New York, like California, we'd all be...
Because if it hits anywhere else, it wouldn't count as a Godzilla reference.
Well, I want to see one, like, land in the middle of, like, the prairies in Wisconsin or something.
That's Red Dead Redemption.
No, that's South. That is Arizona, New Mexico, and Mexico and Texas, dude.
Those five people, including myself, played Crysis 1, are completely excited about Crysis 2. The rest of you can... Yeah. Do
get
stuff.
Excited anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving on, since this is an awkward silence.
Yoda's in Team Fortress. Hi, Yoda's in Force Unleashed 2.
I find that game.
I would too.
I totally play this game that now has
That's
Yoda
amazing.
In it.
Sorry about that. But yeah, I wanted to say it again. He's in the Force Unleashed 2. There's really nothing else to go on about that, just that he's in the game.
You're right.
The trailer's kind of lame, though.
He makes a cameo.
I guess that means
I got to urinate, so let's hurry this up.
I'm working on it.
Urinate, cammy. I mean, that's Alex's job.
I'll rock your band.
Wait.
You're going to make him read that entire list?
There's an entire list?
Yeah. There's an entire list.
Yes.
You
no, there's like one
achievement. Achievements.
Oh, no, don't read them.
All right.
Give me a moment. I'm loading awesome. While my Talo apparently battles another Talo. Talo, beat Talo up. Yay, my Talo. Okay.
You got a double hitter, just to remind you.
Just skip the achievements. All right.
Rock Band 3 achievements have been charted for those who give a rat's ass. You may now go and stare at them, and they are shiny, and there's apparently 62 of them, for a total of 102,500 or something. there's a lot of achievements. You can you actually get an achievement for just calibrating your audio and video setup for the Ultimate Rock Band 3 experience. And it's worth 4 gamer score? Oh, I'm going to hate this game if I ever bought it. Oh, well, I guess that balances out when you use well-connected. Connect your Rock Band 3, your Rock Band 3 band with rockband.com at http://rockband.rockband.com.
I'm going to kill you.
Dot.
WTF.
No.
Go.
Wait, that's fair. What?
What is this? I think my dirty sex with Gabe Newell has thrown you off.
Can we get the next bit of news?
I don't know. What the next bit of news?
Yeah, you're doing
it's quite
the next bit of news, according to the listing of where I am staring, is me again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm News. Hope you enjoy.
Oh, my God. This is great.
If you haven't already noticed and you've been living under a rock, this week has been Quake. Yes, I don't doubt that. This week has been QuakeCon, which is, you know, id Software and Bethesda merged together to form. And they've been having a sale on Steam that you can just like a lot of stuff. For some more money.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, you get 27 games for $70. Games such as Rogue Warrior, Quake, Doom, Heretic, Elder Scrolls, Fallout, other stuff.
Oh, my God.
each day of the thingamabob that I was talking about there briefly.
The deal. QuakeCon.
Each day of QuakeCon, you actually can buy something different for specialties. On Saturday, it was Fallout 3 for 50% off. Fallout 3 game.
Which is awesome. Too bad we all played it.
Game of the Year edition. So, whatever. That's QuakeCon, everybody. It's interesting.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Playing
Pokemon. Bye.
Ruse no more. See what I did there? Ruse no more.
No, stop using it in that term. It's not.
Anyway, we're no longer being fooled, because guess what? Ubisoft's always on DRM is not always on in the Ruse game. Ruse.
Yes, all you people have been freed from that torture that is DRM.
Yeah, so instead they're going to have most likely some other form, but we have no idea. But they're always on DRM is now gone. So by the time September 2010, if that is the real release date, comes around, you won't have to worry about having a connection to the internet to play this game. Which you most likely will have a connection to the internet to play the game anyway, so who cares? But no longer shall you be fooled.
Yeah.
I guess I'll close
Halo
that.
Halo leveled up.
Okay, and other news?
I don't know why.
Whatever. Anyways, according to Joystick, anyone waiting for Battlefield Bad Company 2 to get
really
the Game of the Year treatment?
Damn you, Scott.
I had to do it at least. I had to do it for at least one article. You can get your hands on the Battlefield Bad Company 2 Ultimate Edition.
Yes.
It has been spotted on a couple of retail sites such as Shop2.net in the UK and the Amazon in the US. Oh, good.
Obviously not GameStop, because they're good.
Yeah, whatever.
Halo Evolved.
The game Shut up, Taylor. Taylor, stop it.
Hey. No. Halo is now whatever the fuck that thing is. Swalo. Swalo.
It's E, not an A. It's swelling up.
Whatever.
The game appears to have all the downloadable content released thus far, including all the VIP content, because you're not going to get that later. And the limited edition unlocks the full player onslaught mode, as well as DICE's retarded online GBA. Oh, wait. XBLA, my bad.
I'm glad to know you can read.
Whoa.
When did we go back in time exactly?
Just now. Is it we jumped into a hot tub time machine doing all that good stuff. And PC game, Battlefield 1943. Amazon and all that good stuff. Blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. Battlefield Bad Company 2. If you haven't played it already, you should already play it and then hate it later.
If you haven't already played it, you should have already played it.
Yes.
Why haven't you played this game? Sir, I haven't played it yet. Well, you should have already played it because you've played it. What?
Oh,
then hate it for its movement because it makes me angry. Just like Mirror's Edge makes me angry.
Angry.
I like the way I say angry.
I can tell.
You say it's amazing why he says that. It's magical. See, he brings kids to doors.
Gross. That's so creepy cool at the same time.
You bring kids
anyways,
to doors.
He's dying to smile, though.
Whatever. Anyways, Alex, you're supposed to be doing 60.
I know that. I don't like China for some reason. I just don't.
Hey, let's talk about China. No, I don't like China.
Okay, we're not gonna do that. Can we skip to the next bit?
No, just when you thought Microsoft was going to rule the world. One little country had to stand in their way, which was China. No, China doesn't have the 360 yet.
Have they met North Korea?
Well, obviously not. Apparently, Microsoft is trying to push their 360 ways upon them. So, expect the 360 in China.
Woo! Wait. Why are we even talking about China? Because chances are China can't even access this podcast because we're American-made.
Because we can.
We still show up
on iTunes. iTunes isn't banned in China. That's Google.
Yeah. Anyway... Well, so, let's get to something actually important. Engadget.
Let's talk about bullshit.
I'm sorry, I have to keep shouting.
Okay,
your name out.
Nice news.
Engadget spotted something from a reliable source.
Why are we going to this?
Because we can't.
Why is it Engadget?
Because they're the ones that got this.
I don't care. Tired of hearing about them. That's all you ever talk about. It's always funny.
Engadget got information from a reliable source. The Sony Ericsson phone line is going to be having a reboot. But instead of working on a regular phone, they're going to be working on a new PlayStation branded Android 3.1 gingerbread phone. That's what Android 3.0 is called.
It's redheaded. Oh,
it's called gingerbread. That's what 3.0 is called. And it's going to be kind of similar in the vein of the PSP Go, where it has a slide out. Keypad along with analog sticks, D-pad, trigger, stuff like that. And it'll be capable of playing games like God of War, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1, and Little Big Planet through a special version of the Android Marketplace built for the Sony device.
Right.
Which would be really weird.
PSP.
It's called the PlayStation Phone, which would be called the PS Phone.
Which would still be called the PSP.
Or PSP, PlayStation Phone.
Wait, no. We'll change it to
or the PSP.
PSPO. PSPH.
The PSPOO.
Yeah, check it out. PSPOO.
Wait,
what?
I think someone already got a PHS. PSH.
Now, the only reason why this is notable with this is because the sources that Engadget had have actually been proven right before. So they said that the phone could potentially come out before the end of the year, but it's doubtful that that would happen. That it's more likely to come out by the end of next year.
Oh, don't use the tech, you retarded. Bah. Before we fly off into the next land, I just have to say this before we move to the next header. According to the news article that I'm staring at, the next news article is Netflix gets stuff.
Yeah.
That's how much we care about what they get.
I'm just going to list all the stuff they're going to get.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I find
Netflix
that funny. That
gets
it's just
stuff.
Like, get
stuff could be anything. It could be dog poo, as said by my fifth grade teacher.
Yeah, Netflix is up. I just watch live streaming dog poo.
Anyway, continue on, people.
Like four people, eight people.
I need a way to like shock you people each physically to continue going straight.
We just start laughing even more while yelling "ow" a lot.
That's the point. Make it funnier.
Stop doing something.
It must be an amazing feeling that you're having.
Okay, that's enough.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Starting September 1st, Netflix is getting stuff. Lots and lots of stuff.
What type of stuff?
No, they'll be getting movies from MGM, Paramount, and Lionsgate. Which would be basically a major addition to Netflix, meaning that they're awesome and cool.
They're better than Blockbuster. Oh, wait.
It's just one more stab in the 97 bajillion holes.
It's one more nail in Blockbuster's coffin.
Exactly. Well, something like that. Wait, but they still need to get in it.
We've already taken out Will together.
We're going to transport them inside. See, we have a teleporter gun that we shoot them with, you know?
Yeah.
Portal gun?
It's awesome.
Anyway.
Engorge.
Koga, you're next.
I am.
You are.
Oh my god. I am.
You yeah. are.
This is news to me. That's the news I'm so great.
It's funny because it's true.
So funny.
As stated earlier, we were talking about Gearbox.
Yay.
That was the news earlier. I'm just saying.
Yay.
And by the way,
hey, what is this news article? Right, this whole news thing is about Gearbox. God.
Oh my god.
Dogs, guys, Gearbox.
Earlier, Gearbox is now popular for Borderlands, but rumor has
Yay.
It. And this is it. It has a rumor.
Rumor
has it that. I keep talking to the same person in Pokemon. Stop talking. I don't want to talk to you.
So Gearbox is getting Pokemon, right?
In 10 years.
Gearbox is going to be making the next Pokemon game. Gearbox is rumored to be making Duke Nukem Forever. You know, the one. Oh shit, my headset came off.
The one that 3D Realm happened to have gotten sued their pants off.
Oh, come on.
The one that no one knows about anymore because it's still dead Vapor. In water.
Vader wears.
It'll eventually come out, whoever makes it, but currently it's rumored that Gearbox, the people who made Borderlands, is going to make it. So Duke Nukem will be forever known now as not what it was, but as Borderlands.
Suppose they're just picking up where 3D Realms left off, so...
No, you're going to be playing Borderlands.
Remember, Borderlands.
Duke's the Borderlands.
Supposedly Duke Nukem, before it was, like, canceled, not technically canceled, like, seized. It was almost done anyway. They just ran out of money. So.
Well, whose fault's that? Maybe if they wouldn't make this a shitty game.
It's not that. If it didn't take 12 years.
I said it.
I have to wonder, though, if this comes out, if they don't change up the formula, how well is it going?
I don't know. The whole reason why it kept getting delayed originally was because they wanted the game to be met with all the tech. Like, they were designing it right as the N64 era ended, and then they went into the next era. And then they were like, okay, we're building this for the PC. We're going to start putting it on the consoles. So it's going to take us a few years to rebuild the engine for the consoles. When they were done with the engine, the new consoles were announced. They started rebuilding
the engine. Seriously, how long does it take for them to build an engine? God, Quake. Not Quake, but Unreal. Well, look at the Unreal engine. That sucker's been around forever.
Yeah, but also look at all the problems the Unreal Engine has. Rage has been in development for like 3 or 4 years, and it's just not coming out next year.
Rage.
And they're using a whole new engine.
That's Rage.
It's Tech 5 engine, I mean to say.
Well, maybe 3D Realms doesn't have the cream of the crop in their mathematicians, and that's probably why their engines are blowing blah, 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 blah.
What are you saying?
I say get you one.
Anyway, let's get on to the next bit of news, since it's one of the few last few things here tonight.
Last few things.
On to Kate Combat.
Wait. Awesome, Kate Combat. Good I like combat. That. Cool. Anyways, as we mentioned earlier, we were talking about Hawks, which was a game about jets and all that good stuff. So we're going to talk about the other spectrum of stuff, which is Ace Combat. Done by Namco Bandai's.
Bandits.
Ah, bandits. Yeah.
Bandits.
Oh, I just noticed that. If you add a T, that actually is bandits.
Exactly.
All right. Well, anyways, the latest Ace Combat game headed toward the PS3 and the 360, because it's not going to go anywhere else, next year adds something new to the formula that will sure please people who don't really like airplanes. So why do people buy this game if they don't like airplanes?
It's the idea of Burnout, where, hey, I don't like that car, let's blow it up.
Alright, let's play.
Wait a minute. Dude, I think that'd be pretty controversial to have a plane crashing minigame.
We're not technically crashing them, we're blowing them up in midair.
Yes.
Michael Bay style.
Ace Combat with a sprinkle of Michael Bay.
Anyway, let's get on to...
No! So when you get a three kill streak, you get to turn into a transformer. That is the ultimate Ace Combat game right there.
I've now been changed.
You hear me, Bandai?
You hear me, bandits?
Let's get to the second most important bit of news real quick, which is also the second to last thing here. You guys remember Batman Arkham Asylum? You know that amazing game that came out last amazing
year?
Amazing.
Mostly amazing except for the ending. Right?
A little while back, Alex and I, when we were doing the podcast ourselves, mentioned that a whole bunch of domain names popped up. And,
oh my God,
One of those domain names ended up being the name for the next Batman game, which is now called Batman Arkham City, which looks great, by the way.
It's like Arkham Asylum, but not.
Looks
but
great
in a city.
The Game
it's
Informer. On the front of the Game Informer, it actually has some of the best art I've ever seen for one of these covers. Like, it is really, really good. Just go to Joystick or Kotaku, and you can see one of the covers. There's, like, three different versions.
You can tell he doesn't get out a lot.
But, wow, that is a great magazine cover.
I'm moving on to the game.
Good life.
But we don't know too much about the game. We knew it's going to be set in Arkham City.
Hooray!
Gotham City, which is called Arkham City now. Two-Face is going to be in there, Catwoman is going to be in there, and a few other people. So, we don't know much besides that.
Going back to that WoW thing you did, that was very lame. So I'm going to sum that up with this kind of WoW. I like this WoW. Yeah.
Wow. It gets rid of tears.
WoW!
Why would you do such a thing?
Because it's a much better WoW than what anime did. Oh, I'm sorry. Dr. Michael. Yeah.
Anyway, Alex, can you get the last bit of news, which is arguably the most important part of this episode?
Aww.
Actually, it's a discussion, not a news.
Well, that or news. That's why I put it there. I didn't know if anybody was up
it's
for
about
the news.
Either he talks about it or no one talks about it.
I said, or I did. Yeah.
No, Alex. You are taking over.
Just go ahead and get it done.
All
moving
right.
In and not paying rent.
It's time for my hidden inner child, all the Star Wars geekdom person type thing that revolves around geekiness.
If that's a hidden inner child, then what the hell is that Avatar thing doing?
It's
powering up.
That won't pop out till the DVD gets released and gives me what I want.
But it's using a lightsaber on my 360
anyway,
screen right now.
Anyway, go Alex.
It put a hole in my 360.
We have a re-release of the re-released Star Wars films that have been re-released before. And this time it's coming on Blu-ray. No 3D yet. No one knows about the whole animated Yoda bit that Lucas keeps talking about over and over and over. That
everybody
I'm afraid of.
Pokemon.
It's going to be released on freaking Blu-ray. Go and buy it. I know I am.
I think that what they said, though, was all six movies on one Blu-ray.
Yeah.
On one Blu-ray disc.
So that's pretty cool.
So you'll never have to get the fuck up.
It also includes...
I still personally kind of want some 3D, and I want to know more about the Yoda thing, because I honestly don't want them to ruin my whole Yoda puppet. I don't want them to ruin my puppet.
I don't think it would be a good idea to do 3D just because Star Wars was good in 2D, and they could potentially ruin it by turning it to
3D. 2D?
I know they could potentially ruin it, but look, he's redone it so many times, you can make 3D and go, oh, well, he kind of ruined it. Hey.
Remember, that movie was shot in 2D, and we know what happens. Every other movie that was shot in 2D and then ported to 3D.
Flash the Titan, fuck you.
Yes, we don't want that happening, now do we? No.
Really?
Doesn't matter if it's in 3D, the lightsabers would be coming out of your TV and blowing up your TV.
Anyway.
Laser blast.
It's also going to have a bunch of deleted scenes, and they showed off one of the deleted scenes at the conference that they had. I didn't get to finish watching the scene because I got called away in the middle of watching it. But boy, was it interesting for the 10 seconds that I got to see, because it was only 30 seconds, I think.
Apparently a deleted lightsaber scene from Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a lot of deleted scenes that they've added.
Ooh, also, The Force Unleashed 2 comes out in October. Bitch, you didn't know that, bitch. Go buy it.
Well, we talked about it and we posted about it.
I want the game. Give me the game. Also, I'm going public.
Do we have anything else you want to add? Before we
By the way,
podcast.
Did anyone see the picture of the older Puff class? She looks so hot. Sorry.
Okay. Sidetrack.
This podcast is sponsored by Engorge. I'm done.
And so he has been some more.
Okay, so if you really like
I've
this,
been
thanks. What? If you really like this, I'm going to stab you in the face.
I'm trying to stab somebody if they don't quit stabbing.
If you really like this podcast, please go rate us on iTunes and on the Zoom Marketplace when we finally get thrown up on there, because we're still having issues with that. You can contact us at aftershockpodcast@yahoo.com or aftershockforums369@yahoo.com. We all have Twitters as well, which will be in the link dump. My Twitter is @ShadowDreamerX. If everybody else wants to mention theirs, they can.
Blah, blah, blah.
Don't talk to us. I like that one. Mine's Oak.
You could change it, you know, options in the settings.
I'm so confused.
What am I, retarded? Hell no.
Well, you kind of are. Anyway, yeah, I don't have anything else to add. Right. So I think that's our episode.
We are fucking awesome. Listen to us more.
Check it out.
Hooray! Oh, that would have been so awesome in there right there. That was
Do not feed the Yagwai.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm going to fight myself.
Okay,
we complete the podcast.
That's the end of the episode of the podcast. We'll be back next week, hopefully. Bye.